Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast. Here we interview successful people who are living a life filled with adventure, excitement, and fun. Learn where they've been. Explore where they are going. See what gets them out of bed in the morning. Find out what drives them. We will go through their lowest points. We will look at the opportunities and possibilities that are now presenting to them. Come on a journey of ignition. I'm your host, Leanne Blaney. For more information, go to ignitepodcast.com. Let's ignite. Rachel Allen is an experienced marketing management professional who produces high quality and results focused marketing strategy. She understands that business success can be achieved by all, and her passion is to help others to achieve their business dreams also. She draws strength by connecting like-minded people, creating pathways and business opportunities for people, especially women, who want to develop and grow their own business. Rachel is a highly sought-after speaker, coach and consultant, specializing in marketing strategy and mums in business. Her mission is to see business owners become the best versions of themselves. Hi, Rachel. Welcome to the Ignite Your Podcast again.
Hi, Leanne. It's fantastic to be back with you again.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing your story and what you've been doing since we last spoke. So shall we get started?
Let's.
All righty. So do you want to tell us about what's happening for you right now?
So I am at the moment working on the relaunch of my business, Visionary Marketing, and it's the third time that I've actually reincarnated it, I suppose.
Oh, wow. Tell us a bit more about that.
Yeah. So I think because it's in the marketing space, and marketing has changed significantly. I've had the business for 14 years. So from the time I started it to now, marketing has evolved and changed. So we've had to change to keep up with industry on the way through. So that was one change when we moved into digital. The second change was when I had my daughter, and we were trying to be everything for everyone, and we were running marketing campaigns, building websites, running events, and things were just crazy. So we had to shrink the business, basically, to focus it back on just digital and things that were making us money. So that was the second reincarnation. This one has come about mainly because I'm listening to what people are saying, and that they're getting bombarded every day with different marketing strategies, different things that they, you know, the experts are telling them they should be doing this and they should be doing that. And I think a lot of business owners are just confused and they don't know what they should be doing. So they're not doing anything and their businesses are sort of being left behind a little bit. So this new reincarnation is about saying to our customers, we're going to give you the knowledge, we're going to help you with a plan so that what you are doing in your business is for you. And then we're also going to help you implement it if that's what you want. So it's very much about a personalised approach to marketing. So it's for each individual business owner and each individual business.
Yeah, it sounds fantastic because it's so overwhelming, isn't it, when you're sort of new and you're into the small business as a small business owner, working out what's going to be best for you, because you are told by so many experts, oh, this is the way that works, but it could be for them but not for you. So.
And you get onto Facebook and your feed's just full of these people going, buy my program, we'll tell you how to do this. And, yeah, it's confusing and overwhelming because they are great programs and these people are, you know, they're fantastic at what their thing is, but it's whether that is relevant to your business or not.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. All right, well, tell us a bit more about your story, like what's actually been happening for you to get you to this point in time.
Sure. So I've worked in marketing pretty much my entire business life or my entire career, and I've spent the last 14 years in my own business. And I've started some other businesses in different areas and I've sold those off. And I've also, for the last 7 years, I've been a mum, and becoming a mum kind of took me on a journey that I realised that there was a lot of business mums that were stuck and they were juggling and they were busy and they had no control over what was happening in their life or their business. So I've developed up an arm of our business that helps mums in business to achieve that balance. Over my years, I've worked with government, corporate, not-for-profits, micro-businesses, SMEs. I think I've worked in just about every industry that you can think of. I've seen a lot of success with businesses, and I've also seen a lot of businesses fail, which has been really sad. But I always show up for my clients. So that's pretty much my journey.
Yeah. What about the tipping points for change? Were there some key points along your way where you've just gone off in a different direction?
Yeah, I often get bored, and my partner tells me I've got the shiny object syndrome, where I go, oh, it's a shiny object, I'll go off and do this. And there has been times that I've found a shiny object and I've created a business or an event or something, and sometimes I've had to go, yeah, no, that's not working, and shelve it. Or other times I've been able to develop it up and then sell it on to someone else. I like to listen to conversations and listen to people and try and get to the bottom of what their pain is. And then I like to try and solve it. So whether I create a new program or create a new business or whatever it is, that it's just about, you know, helping other people to become the best version of themselves.
At those times when you do make those changes or look at those bright, shiny things, is it like a lightning bolt that goes, yeah, I want to do that? Or is it like a slow rumble and you suddenly realise there's something else that you want to do?
I think I've got to the point now where I kind of go, oh, that's a good idea. And I just let it, you know, play in my mind for a little while, or I might write it down or something. And if I start seeing plenty of opportunities for that, I will start to explore it. Or if I put my, I like to bring people together for collaborations as well. So if I put my feelers out and I get lots of people who are really interested in coming on board to create this thing, then I tend to go with it. So it's kind of, I think I've learned, you know, it's sort of like an intuitive feel as to whether something will work or not.
Yeah.
And then just, you know, sort of going with it if it works. But yeah, once it starts rolling, sometimes it, you know, it can get a little bit out of control with this big wheel if you've got other people involved in it and everything as well.
Yeah, yeah. So in talking of that, getting out of control and challenges, have you had challenges on the way you think, oh, I'm just going to throw on the towel?
Yeah, I think I have. Business is not easy, and I think sometimes people will start a business because they want freedom and they want flexibility and they want to be their own boss, but they don't realise that with that comes a lot of responsibility. So you're responsible for bringing in the money. If you have staff, you're responsible for paying them. You know, there's all these boring things that come with business that you really need to stand up to, and that can become really hard. I know there's been times when I've had staff that I've just been like, you know, I've been paying them and we've been covering their salaries and stuff, but it hasn't been easy. There's times in business where, you know, you're trying to get in the new clients and it's not working. And, you know, there's those times where things are just not going the way you want that you find really, really difficult.
Mm. So what keeps you putting one foot in front of the other then? Do you have a big vision that keeps you going?
I do. I have a vision of empowering people and mums in business and women in business to be better. I think every time I have a coaching session with a client, or I help them put together, you know, a marketing campaign, or I get feedback about my book and it becomes positive and it's about the way that, you know, they've changed their life, or that I've, you know, given them permission to let go of something, or, you know, just those changes that someone else can make because of something I've said or I've written, that just refuels me and keeps me going.
Yeah, nice. And you mentioned your book, and I know we talked about it a little bit last time, but do you want to just talk a little bit about it again?
Yeah, so the book is When Business Meets Baby. It's about practical tips and tools to achieving balance. So it's about that, taking the busy business mum who is who's trying to find balance, who can't find time for self-care, that she's, you know, her business is kind of not doing what she wants it to do because she's got children hanging onto her ankles because she's trying to work in it. And it's just about setting up some processes and systems and doing some different things in their life so that they can have balance, that they can be present with their children, and they can have a business that is what they deem to be successful as well. Mm. So, and it's been exciting. You know, I think the overarching feedback I get from people who read it is, you're giving me permission to let go of being super mum and the perfect business owner and, you know, just to do what I can do today.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? So many women think they have to be super mum as well as doing their business, as well as being a good partner or wife or whatever it is. It's just amazing what society makes us think.
Society needs to rethink the way we what we put the expectations on to mums about.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So what about an ignition point? Has there been a point in time when things have really started taking off for you?
I think it's when I, when I'm feeling the right energy about myself and I have my confidence, and I'm backing myself, you know, on those hard days that I can actually sit down and go, you know what, I'm actually achieving stuff. I can look at my goals and go, I can tick off some goals and go, you know, I'm moving in the right direction and this is happening. I have an accountability group that I get together with and they are brilliant, and we set goals, we support each other, we review our goals and, you know, keep ourselves focused, and then we celebrate as well. You know, we'll get to the end of a term, so we meet every 10, or it's for 10 weeks. We'll get to the end of the term and we actually celebrate all the things that we achieved. It's like, you know, I said I was going to do this and I did it. And it's like, that's awesome. So we go out and have lunch and celebrate. And I think, you know, those small wins really keep you fueled up and moving forward.
Yeah, it's a big thing, isn't it? Like, one, surrounding yourself with the right people, but two, celebrate those wins. I just see a lot of people, you know, they just don't stop and take stock of what they've been doing and just go, yeah, I did that.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's the starting point when I'm coaching clients, you know, I'll start with, what have you, you know, and they'll go, I'm not doing anything. And I had a lady that I'm working with at the moment, she said, oh, I'm not getting any wins in my business. And I said, how old's your business? She goes, 7 weeks old. And I went, oh my gosh, you're a baby in business. It's like, what? And she goes, oh, I've had a couple of meetings and I've done this and I've created this system. And I'm like, oh my gosh, in 7 weeks, that's amazing. Like, let's celebrate that. So, and it is those little things that you just don't realize is part of a big picture of you achieving your goals. And we don't stop and celebrate it. It's sad.
So true. What new possibilities have opened up for you?
I think the renewed visionary that I'm starting to reach out to more people and to give and also to receive more support. I think it's that asking for help and also asking others what they need in their business as well.
Yeah.
Building partnerships and connecting with amazing people, you know, like being involved in a project like the Thousand Ripples, where, you know, my words will again touch new people and hopefully will help to change the next generation of people and their thinking around business and what they need to do.
Yeah, it's an amazing project, isn't it? Just if you're thinking just to affect one child or, you know, one teenager or whoever, whatever target market, just to be able to change their life, isn't it? Or just to be able to think of something that might affect their life in a positive way.
Absolutely. And I think when I looked at the project, I thought back to when I was a teenager, and it's such a confusing time. Mm. And you don't really know, you can't put words onto the way that you're thinking. And to have someone who's older than you mentor you or to provide advice or even can change your life path so much because you're at such a pivotal part of your life.
Mm. Well, that's really exciting. What else is exciting for the future for you?
For me, it's just, I'm really excited for the relaunch of Visionary. I really think that we are really meeting a demand, and we're also positioning ourselves in the business so that we can embrace the technologies of the future that is going to change marketing again and the marketing industry, and we're really starting to put the groundwork into embracing all of that so that we can take our clients on that journey into the future as well. So for me, I think, you know, marketing is looking really exciting, helping more people in business and lowering the statistic of failures in their first 5 years is really exciting, and you're just keeping on reaching out to people and talking to people.
Mm, yeah, it's fantastic, isn't it, how you can just keep those connections going and being out there helping people, and I love it. Yeah,
absolutely.
And technology is a big thing, isn't it? Like, I know that I keep thinking, oh my God, one more thing change, something else is coming out.
Oh, look, I know, and we're about to now move into the space of artificial intelligence and virtual reality. And I think over the next year or couple of years, the way that we promote our businesses and the way that we do business is going to radically change again. Mm. And, you know, in the last 5 years we've seen, or in the last 10 years, we've seen massive change with the web and this is going to be another massive change that's really going to, yeah, it's exciting but scary.
Yeah, it certainly is. All right, let's have a change in pace and do the speed round.
Ooh, things have changed.
Favorite book?
Oh, my book. No, yeah. I'm in love with the Outlander series, and I've also started reading a book called Sophie's World, which is kind of philosophy and a kid's story, to my daughter as well at the moment. So they're the books I've got on the go.
Oh, nice. A mentor figure that's helped you the most?
I've had so many people come into my life at the right time just to help me through the stuff that I needed at the time. At the moment, I'm loving my accountability pod members. They're my biggest support.
What daily ritual works best for you?
Coffee. exercise. I love either going to the gym or going for a walk and planning out my day as well. So making sure everything's planned, scheduled, and I know I can do what I need to do in the day.
Do you have a favourite food?
Anything I don't have to think about, cook or clean up afterwards.
I'm with you there. If I just had a cook to cook all the food, that'd be my favourite food.
I know.
Do you like the country or the city?
Hands down, country.
Yeah. Give a piece of advice to give to others to help them make change in their life.
Take daily action and get support.
It's important, isn't it, just to take a bit of action. Like, we can say and think and of all these things that we want to do, but unless you take action, nothing's going to happen, is it?
Exactly. And that's, you know, I'll work through with people to take their big picture goals and then to break it down into, you know, and with mums, it's usually what can you achieve this week? So we might have two or three things that they're going to aim to do that week. And it's just, if you break it all down and you just give yourself a couple of small tasks, it makes it so much less overwhelming.
Yeah, so true. All right, last question. If you had a time machine, what would you go back and do differently or tell your former self?
Wow. I actually thought about this a lot when I wrote my contribution to the Thousand Ripples book. And for me, it's always believe in yourself, back yourself no matter what. Constantly stretch yourself and step outside your comfort zone and be kind to yourself, because you're your own worst enemy.
Okay. You hear a lot of clients talk about, you know, things that they do, that who they think they are, when it's actually just a behaviour. It's not who they are. So
no, exactly.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for your valuable time today. Rachel, would you like to give us the best place to contact you, and we'll end it there?
Sure. If you can jump onto my website, which is visionary-marketing.com, and you can have an explore, and there's freebies and stuff, and that's, yeah, the best way to reach me.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much.
No problem, Leanne. Thank you.
Igniters, Rachel empowers people and is especially inspirational to business owners who are mums themselves. I love how she says to have women giving themselves permission to let go of being super mum. If you want to find out more about Rachel, go to her website www.visionary-marketing.com. For more about balance in your life and how to stop being stuck and trapped in your day-to-day, go to my website leanneblaney.com.